du hörst einen Podcast von Rabe.
We are here with Panic Shack backstage at the Bad Bon Kilby. And I'd like to say hello to you. Thanks very much to agreeing to speak to us.
Cool. Hi.
Hello. Having a great time.
Everyone that I know from Wales is really proudly Welsh. Are you also proudly Welsh?
Yes.
Very much so.
Come on,
Beth. We've all got these matching necklaces.
Yeah.
Oh, I took mine off. No, this
unfortunately. Welsh necklaces.
You took yours off.
I took mine off. Oh, Nick doesn't have one.
Little Welsh dragon.
Oh, sorry.
Annie Comrie.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So you all speak Welsh?
No. Sadly not. Me one day.
Yeah.
Little bit.
Tipping Bach.
Diane.
You know more than I
know.
Is it a good time for girl bands at the moment, like with Wet Leg being so incredibly successful and everything, and are you kind of riding that wave?
Mm-hmm. I would say it's our own wave as well, you know? So, yeah, I think we've been playing as long as Wet Leg.
Women are dominating the music.
Yeah.
And it's very cool to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess Wet Leg is what most people see mainstream, but there's also bands like us, you've got The Pill, Lambrini Girls, Hot Wax, like so many more. Like,
yeah.
It's just the surface.
Yeah. Get us to Wet Leg level. Yeah. Please. We would like that. Get us a Grammy or two.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's really great that there are so many female-driven bands in this global climate, which has become quite misogynistic, and I'm really happy to see like this counter movement.
Yeah, you need to fight back against all the incels.
Yeah.
So it is amazing that at least in the music scene, women are thriving.
Yeah.
Despite what happens online in the dark corners of the internet, we can still thrive in that sense.
Yeah.
So
it's a great time for us.
Mm-hmm. Just music though. Everywhere else.
Oh yeah.
It's fucked. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Government, politics, like everywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. I think at least music's doing alright.
Yeah.
It's because of that though, I suppose, that music's some creative outlet, but it's still really tough to exist in the music industry. Bands this level, you don't make much money. It's hard, but get us to Wet Leg level.
That's the vibe, that's the plan.
And it's good to hear rebellious music from a female perspective.
Thank you.
That's always been our like accidental mission in a way, like just hearing music from our perspective, even though it's not, in a way it's not rebellious at all, it actually is because no one has heard it. So it's just us singing about our daily lives and what happens. Mm-hmm. And it unfortunately is rebellious for women to speak about their daily lives.
Yeah.
And it'd be a thing. Mm-hmm. But
it's
just it's funny.
Yeah.
The night before last, I listened to the song Pockets, and I can so relate to that. I used to become the human handbag for my partners because nothing would fit in any girl's pockets.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Have no pockets or they're tiny little pockets.
Because
fake pockets.
Consumerism makes them want to buy handbags, so they
literally
don't actually put pockets in women's clothes. It's a fact. They want you to buy more shit and carry more stuff. So
it was an actual thing.
It is true.
And it's crazy.
Yeah. We just want to be able
to sell handbags.
Stuff. Yeah.
And also not to have anything on our bodies.
That's true.
So more pockets in dresses
and jeans.
Completely agree. How do you all know each other?
So me and Emily went to school together, so we've known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
Met Emily, you were Emily. Met Sarah Meg in Cardiff. We all live in Cardiff. And then
we joined this like swimming team. And Nick was on the swimming team.
Yeah,
it's like this mixed sex Cardiff swimming, synchronized swimming team.
Yeah.
And Nick was on it, so we thought, he looks like a good drummer.
His
hands are splashing so fast. Can you drum, bro?
Turns out he's really, really good.
Good at drumming.
Yeah.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
So Nick, how is it for you in this all-girl group?
Yeah, it's fine. It's like being in any other band, to be honest, I think.
Is it?
So I'm quite embarrassed that they've actually asked this question. I guess even asking this is in a way misogynist, so I must apologise.
I think it's just us in particular as well. We are crazy.
Yeah. But Nick's kind of crazy in his own way.
Yeah.
Isn't
crazy.
We're all ill.
Misses the pool a bit.
There's a lake just down there.
We're sure of our skills.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's radio and not TV.
I just did a great performance of Anna Emily, a synchronized swim, but in the air.
Air swimming, yeah.
Air swimming.
Yeah.
Air dancing.
Yeah. Are there any other bands that you can recommend that you're listening to that do something similar to you?
Grandma's House. They're really good. They're all female band from Bristol, and they smash it.
The Pill, like I mentioned earlier, they're from the Isle of Wight, the two girlies, and they write really good songs, really fun, fun live act as well.
Very, very on our vibe.
And similar with like the funny kind of like commentary, there's a band called Get Down Services that are based in Bristol, and they're just two lads.
I know them, they're great, they're so
funny, like on and off stage.
The medal is in the post.
Yeah.
And are you on tour here in Switzerland, or is this like a one-off thing?
Just a one-off today. I'm going home tomorrow, which is sad. Then we're going on tour in Europe.
November.
I'm terrible.
So I don't know how close. The closest we're doing a few dates in Germany. We're doing France as well, and we're doing Belgium. So I don't know. That's
not
close.
Switzerland.
That's as close as we're getting.
We're around. If you want to travel,
we're on the audience
in November.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you all the best of luck, and thanks for speaking to us. It's been a treat.
Thank you so much.
Du hast einen Podcast von Rabe gehört, im Sender von Bern. Mehr gibt's auf rabe.ch.